Greed is dangerous. And we heard in the first reading today, King Ahab did not need that small piece of land. But because of his greediness, he stole that from someone who was dependent on that land. If we don't put our greed in check, from that, we begin to destroy one another and rupture that communion and that sense of stewardship that we're called to be, and that sense of that communal responsibility that we're called to practice. And of course, when someone hear that, they immediately think of socialism or communism, and that's wrong. And people really in America don't know what socialism or communism is until you live under it. Socialism and communism failed because if you read history, you see that when Mao Zedong and Stalin or Karl Marx and everything, when they had the land reform, they actually robbed the land from the rich people. But then those who robbed the land from the rich people began to took those land under their name. So it wasn't fair at all. Because it's what all stemmed from greed. So true responsibility in recognizing that, when is it enough? Or do we keep chasing after, quote unquote, more? If we're chasing after more, then our heart will always fix on the things that we don't have. And that's when envy comes in, jealousy comes in, ill thoughts, ill will, ill action, ill way of life. And we begin to rupture that relationship that need to be founded on true charity, true love that comes from Christ himself. In the gospel reading today, the Lord is asking us for that radical charity when someone wrongs us. And I can be the first one to tell you that it's not easy to turn a cheek. It's not easy to go an extra mile. It's not easy to turn and give ourselves totally and completely to someone who's hard to love. But this is what is called of us, not only as Americans, but also as Christians and as believers, as disciples of Christ Jesus. And as today we celebrate St. Anthony of Padua. When I came to America, my home parish was St. Anthony in Wichita, Kansas. I didn't know much about him, except for we have this big old statue of him. It is a German-built church, beautiful inside, but a big old statue of St. Anthony up there. And he was holding the child Jesus. And sometime too, you will see another statue of him holding a monstrance. Why? Why is he holding Jesus or a monstrance? To portray or to depict of his love for Christ Jesus. He was well known as a preacher helping people to turn their way back to the Lord. Those who were lost can now find themselves in the good grace of Christ Jesus again. So that's why, in a way, he's the patron saint of lost and found. Right? So we need to understand the real reason why he became patron saint of lost and found. Could he help us not just to find the things of this world, but to find the one who loves us, right? Jesus Christ, who loves us and return back to him. If we don't understand that, then Anthony will become St. Francis of Assisi, become like a Catholic version of a garden gnome, right? That we put there. Understand why we call him out in time of need, why we need his intercession, and why he's a saint, because of his love for Christ and his desire to lead people back to Christ. So, first, check our greed, check our humility, and make sure that our words, our actions are grounded in Christ. And even when it gets hard to love, let us focus on the one who hurt us, and knowing that Christ is sanctifying us and helping us to be more like him in the way that we accept his will.